All night that I'll maybe break out that old rock and roll. Drank a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Gonna drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's latest tariffs went into effect at midnight.
The president did sign this proclamation that has now doubled tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, raising them from 25 to 50%. Our European allies saying that they are ready to respond with countermeasures. And it also comes as the administration is sending a reminder to our trading partners to send their best offers by today. Only one trade deal has been announced so far.
That's ABC Senior Washington Correspondent Rachel Scott. Big box retailers like Target, Walmart, and Costco have all said their prices will be going up because of the tariffs. Elon Musk strongly criticizing the budget bill President Trump is pushing, Musk calling it an abomination because of how much it will add to the federal deficit. The Pentagon planning to take the name of gay rights icon and Navy vet Harvey Milk off of a Navy ship. Coco Gauff overcoming 10 double faults to defeat Madison Keys at the French Open. This is ABC News. Police in New Orleans are still looking into reports that one of the two remaining escaped inmates who ran away from jail recently is now posting videos on Instagram. ABC's Faith Abubi has more from New Orleans.
Authorities in New Orleans now studying several videos posted online, appearing to show one of the two remaining escapees in that brazen jailbreak more than 2 weeks ago.
My name is Antoine Massey.
In the video, Massey repeatedly denying the charges against him.
Please, I'm asking for help.
Court records obtained by ABC News showing he pleaded guilty to a domestic battery charge in St. Tammany Parish back in March before being transferred to that Orleans Parish jail on multiple other charges.
Wells Fargo now out from under strict restrictions put in place by the Fed over what was described as the bank's toxic culture. An investigation in 2016 uncovered Wells Fargo employees creating millions of fake accounts to meet inflated sales demands. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has a warning about a scam going around. Text and email scams are circulating once again, with the most recent wave of scams warning of a final notice or of an unspecified unpaid traffic violation, and including a fraudulent link to try and get individuals to pay for the fake violation. Remember, the Wisconsin DMV will never text or email you saying you owe money. If you receive one of these messages, do not click any links or provide personal information. Simply report and delete the message. Once again, the Wisconsin DMV will never text or email you saying that you owe money. If you receive a message saying that you owe them money, do not click on any links or provide any personal information. Simply report and delete the message. Thursday, June 5th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. over at Eagle Lanes in Eagle River, the Wisconsin chapter of the Alzheimer's Association invites you to the Walk to End Alzheimer's kickoff event. This is your opportunity to learn about this year's Ride in Your Area Walk to End Alzheimer's, and you can enjoy complimentary appetizers and connect with fellow walkers, volunteers, and sponsors as they come together to fight Alzheimer's and other dementias. This is a wonderful opportunity to get inspired and build community support. Everyone is welcome. Bring your friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, June 5th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. over at 534 West Pine Street in Eagle River. Hurricane season started in the Atlantic on Sunday, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot says there's a good chance for above normal activity with a handful of major storms.
The hurricane season starts on June 1st and runs through November 30th. That's a six-month-long season. And the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration predicts a 60% chance of an above-normal season to strike. NOAA thinks there will be about 13 to 19 named storms with winds of 39 miles per hour or more. And of those, 6 to 10 of them are expected to become hurricanes with winds of 74 miles per hour or stronger. And as for the major destructive hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 strength, NOAA predicts we'll see about 3 to 5 of them this season. So here's what's happening. We're still in an ENSO neutral phase, which means we're not in an El Nino pattern or a La Nina. This means that the trade winds are weaker. And with still well above normal ocean water temperatures, pairing the higher heat with the weak wind shear, it'll make it much easier for tropical storms to form. And there's also forecasted to be higher activity with the West African monsoon. That's where hurricanes start. NOAA says they're about 70% confident in their forecast for this hurricane season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Packers meet with the media. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in Green Bay, where the Packers held press conferences after another day of OTA practices. Lucas Van Ness saying it was difficult playing defensive end all last season after suffering a broken thumb in spring practice.
I wore a full cast all the way until about week 10 or 11, I'm not exactly sure, and then kind of had some lingering issues. So I wore it most of the season, which is kind of always limited to playing on just that right side of the defensive line. So I'm excited to get back and kind of have the ability to go and play on both sides again.
Baseball. The Brewers losing last night to the Reds 4-2. After the game, Pat Murphy got more bad news. Brandon Woodruff, out since September of 2023, was pitching in his final rehab stint in Nashville when the big right-hander was hit in the elbow by a comeback hit traveling 108 miles an hour.
He took a line drive off the elbow, right elbow. The x-rays are negative from what I understand, but we want to get him. We slime back and get him the CT scan and get it all checked out.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, we've got high school tournament baseball coming up this afternoon. Shawamigan going to travel to Maple Northwestern over in Iron River for that game at 5 o'clock. Hear it on 103.1 on Trailmix on the Civic Media app and on Trailmix.fm. Good luck to our Prentice golfers also. They're golfing over at Turtleback in Rice Lake, trying to make a return trip to state as they're golfing in sectionals today. And a track coming up this weekend, state track. We will talk with the Phillips coaches and track qualifiers coming up on Reality Radio at about 8:45 here this morning.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. A trail at a popular Minnesota North Shore State Park recently won first place in a National Reader's Choice Award for Best Hiking Trail. I'll tell you more about the trail and the state park when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. The Devil's Kettle Trail at Judge C.R. Magny State Park along Minnesota's North Shore recently took first place for Best Hiking Trail in USA Today's 10 Best Reader Choice Awards. Over 4 weeks, people across the nation cast votes for the 19 nominees in the category, selected by a panel of USA Today editors and subject matter experts. The two-mile round-trip Devil's Kettle Trail winds through a forest landscape following the rushing Brule River. Along the way, hikers climb nearly 400 feet and tackle about 175 steps. The reward is two waterfalls, including the park's crown jewel, Devil's Kettle. Then the river splits. The east side plunges into a pool like a traditional waterfall, while the west side vanishes into a deep, swirling hole in the rock. This spectacular view of Devil's Kettle Waterfall is what makes the trail so special. Learn more about the trail and the state park at mndnr.gov/judgemagny. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
weather. We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke out there this morning, but that should gradually clear through this afternoon, and then we will get a bit of a break from the smoke for a couple of days. Sunny this afternoon, 78 the high tonight, partly cloudy, 47 tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49. 98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the 8th grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. It make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter with you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. That's my mom. Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn this song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey! Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up your face. Okay, let's try it really good. So bad. Hey. It's a nicer place. Oh, shut up your face. That's a great. We're gonna do the better this time. I bet. Hey, what's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. Hey, what do you think you do? Hey, why you look so sad? Hey, it's a not so bad. Hey. It's a nicer place. Oh, shut up your face. Okay, one more time for mama, everybody. What's the matter, you?
Here we are, another edition of Reality Radio on a beautiful Wednesday morning. The fog is burning off, and we are looking for a beautiful, beautiful day today. We've got high school tournament baseball for you. We'll talk with Coach Herbst about that in just a little bit. At about 8:30, he'll be stopping by. And we're going to talk with our track qualifiers from Phillips. They're headed off to lacrosse this weekend. We'll join them at about 8:45. We'll get that Shawamigan interview we did with Jared Heckendorf and Haley Bodo yesterday. We'll get that under the podcast section of 98qcountry.com. A little bit later on here this morning. Lots to talk about today. We've got a monthly visit with Catkins and Tanya from Catkins. Nice enough to stop by. Morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet. We love beautiful sunny days like this out at Catkins, right? It makes life a little bit easier for everybody, right?
It does. I was just talking about how winter is kind of tough out at Catkins because we can't do a whole lot with the dogs, and they tend to get a little kennel anxiety from that. But in the beautiful summer, we can get them out and about, play groups, and just there's so much more opportunity.
Yeah. Well, so how are we doing out there? Well, as monthly update always includes our capacity. Hopefully, we found a few homes for our cats out there. Well, how are we doing out there?
Yeah, so we're right around 70 animals right now, but that will be going up this week. We have more coming in, cats and dogs, which is expected this time of year. It's a very busy time of year for us. But thankfully, we've had a lot of cat adoptions Good. In the last month. And I think last time I was here, I talked about how we had 30 kittens in-house, which was really early for kitten season. But thankfully, they're all big enough now, and most of them are, and they're getting fixed and getting adopted. And so as we adopt animals out, we have animals on a waiting list waiting to come in, so it's all been evening out. So we get 5 cats adopted, we call 5 more cats to come in. So that's kind of how the process works, and that's an ongoing thing. But this is the time of year where it's really a great time to adopt an animal. It's warm outside. If you adopt a new puppy or even an adult dog that might need a little potty training, it's beautiful outside. The kids are done with school after today, so they can help raise your new pet, and it's just a great time of year to adopt a new furry family member.
Yeah. What would you say, let's start with cats, first of all. What's the toughest type of cat to be adopted? The ones that you see that hang around the shelter for a while. What are the tough ones?
Yeah, we do have some long-term cats. Medical cases tend to be tough. We have cats who have what's called wobbly cat syndrome, where they have some paralysis in their hind end, and they have issues with going to the bathroom, but they tend to be super special cats that you bond deeply with once you do find the right person for them. Right. But we do have cats that are kind of in between a feral cat and a house cat. And there's a fine line there, because we do get cats in that have lived outside their entire life but have been fed by humans. And so they're used to human presence, so they're not completely feral. And sometimes we're able to tame them enough to find an indoor home for them. So that can kind of be a tough adoption if the cat doesn't like to be picked up, easily scratches or bites. So we have to, that's our job, is to find the right match for those animals.
Right. What about the dog side? What's the toughest scenario for a dog for adoption?
Yeah, we actually have several long-term dogs right now, and I think all shelters and rescues can relate to this. So we call them unicorn dogs, and those are dogs that have to be the only pet. They don't do well sharing their space with another dog. They might have a prey drive and chase the cats or harm a cat. So they have to be the only pet. And as you know, life up here, we're all about our pets up here. And a lot mm-hmm. of people have multiple dogs or cats and dogs. So sometimes a unicorn dog can be a tough adoption, even if they're just a wonderful pet. But in that house, it's not going to work.
Yeah. All right. We'd like to throw out those scenarios because there's people that maybe can be called to step forward to help out in those type of situations with
yeah,
those cats and dogs.
It might take longer to find a home for them, but there are people out there who just want one pet, just a companion to bond deeply with. So it just takes a little longer to find them, but we do usually find a great home for those unicorn dogs.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about the adoption process, because we haven't done this in a while. Kind of from start to finish, and what it'll cost somebody to adopt a cat or a dog. So kind of run through that scenario so people can get over that part of it.
Sure. Yeah, I think sometimes people have anxiety about adopting. They're not quite sure what's all involved. And it does start with submitting an application. We do one-on-one meet and greets, and we take those very seriously. We really want to make sure we're helping you find the right pet for your house. And so a one-on-one meet and greet takes at least about an hour of your time, and therefore it takes an hour of staff's time. So we do need that application submitted before we can schedule that one-on-one meet and greet time, so we make sure we have the time for you, but also so we can see your answers to those questions and see what pet does best in your home and your environment. Do you have children? Do you have other pets? Do you rent? Do you own your home? If you rent, we have to check with your landlord and make sure you can have that pet. So there's a lot involved there. But once we get past that, and we try to work with everybody to make that happen for them, we make an appointment and we invite you in to meet the pet that you applied for. Or sometimes people just apply for a cat in general, and we will like work to match you with a cat based off of your application.
Okay. All right. So that's the process to get it going. And what's the financial cost for someone
sure.
to adopt?
Yeah. So an adult dog, if it's a senior, it's $50. A senior is considered 7 years or older. 7 years to 5 months of age, it's $200. And a puppy 5 months of age or younger is $250. And all of these animals are fully vetted. They're spayed or neutered, microchipped, up to date on vaccinations, heartworm tested, given flea and tick preventative, dewormed. Basically, it's, you know, a turnkey thing. You get the animal and they're fully vetted. And also we do have several sponsored adoptions. So if you see sponsored on our website after an animal's name, that means that somebody has graciously paid the fees for that adoption. So some animals don't have a fee.
Yeah, so if there's people out there who can't have a dog or a cat for whatever reason but would like to do that, that's always a great way, because that can be a stumbling block for some people, and it just opens up the door a little bit more, right?
It does, and adoption. It tends to be our animals, like we talked about earlier, that might be a little tougher to adopt because of maybe a health issue, or because they have to be an only pet, or maybe it's a shy cat, and someone will come in and meet the animals and see that that animal might have more of a tough time finding an adopter. So this can help find a home sooner for them. So we're really grateful for people who sponsor adoptions.
All right. Now, if someone wants to do what we talked about, that whole process, what's a great way to start it out? Is it to email you or to call, or what's the best way?
You can email or call, but the best way is to visit our website, catkinsanimalrescue.org, and it's set up very nicely with big pictures of our animals, bios of them, information on the adoption fee, and everything you need to know. That's probably your first step, is to go on there and look around and see. You can definitely email us if you have questions before you submit your application, and the application process is a very easy process. The adopt button is in red on our website. You click on that, brings you right to the application. And if you don't have computer access or you're not internet savvy, we are more than happy to make an appointment for you to come in, and we'll help you fill out that application and talk to you about what you're looking for in a new pet.
All right, Catkins right here in Park Falls, out west of Park Falls on E. So we do have some stuff coming up here we wanted to talk about, a few events in Fifield and a little Bark Park thing going on. So let's talk about those a little bit.
Yeah, we have two events for sure that we're attending in June in local towns. We have the Fifield Lions. They're holding on June 14th. They have the Trail Twister Fun Run, and that is at Movich Park, and they're having food and refreshments, and we're going to hopefully be there with a couple of dogs. And I know they're taking donations for not only Catkins but several needs in the area, including, I believe, they're trying to raise funds to put up a new park, play equipment in the park. So we'll be there at that event. And then on Sunday, June 29th, the Park Falls Lions are having their annual Bark Park barbecue picnic and pie auction. And we are going to be there, as we always are, from probably 12 to 2. I think the event goes 12 to 4, but we're usually only there an hour or two because our animals get a little fatigued with the socializing after a while there.
Sure, sure.
But we come in with our van and we bring adoptable cats and dogs, and that's always a really fun event. We just love attending that.
Yeah, I think there should be a new rule for the pie auction that any bark or meow is an automatic bid. I think that would take the that would take the fundraiser
like
up a lot.
There's a lot of barks and meows that happen. That's for sure.
Yeah, and that Bark Park's been a wonderful thing for the community too. For people who have dogs in town, it allows them a little more flexibility to get them a space to run out there, right?
Yeah, not everybody has a big yard for their animal to just run freely, and being on a leash is different than being able to run and play and chase a ball.
Yeah.
So it is a great space, and we're very grateful that we have that here in town. So come out and support the Bark Park.
All right. And, of course, it's an ongoing long-term procedure here for the Catkins shelter to add more space. It's a long-term goal because it's not anything that's cheap by any means. And so if folks want to contribute and help out or have any ideas for fundraisers, they're always welcome to get a hold of you, right?
Absolutely. You can email us, you can call us, you can stop on in during our open hours, which are Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 3, and talk to us about if you want to help be on our fundraising team. We have been fundraising for about a year and a half now towards a new facility that's going to have 16 dog kennels. We currently have 10. We're going to have a lot more space for our cats, for the community to come in and volunteer, and just in general, we're going to be able to help a lot more animals.
How are we doing on volunteers right now?
We're actually really doing well on our volunteer team. We actually can only take a certain number just because our building is so small and we just don't have room for a lot of humans. If we get too many humans in there, it really is stressful to the animals.
Yeah,
so
sure.
We have to kind of limit it. But we are so lucky out at Catkins that we have just an amazing volunteer team.
Yeah, and I'm sure it can be a seasonal thing sometimes too, because if people want to get on the list because if somebody moves or goes to Arizona in the wintertime, then some, I'm sure it goes in waves a little bit,
it
right?
It really does, yeah. We have a lot of retired folks that are on our volunteer team, which makes sense. They have the time to help, and a lot of them are snowbirds. And so I would say fall and winter is probably our biggest need when we need some new volunteers. And so if anybody's interested, they can definitely send us an email or stop on in and inquire about that too.
Keeps those retired people out of trouble too, especially those husbands too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we don't have a lot of male volunteers.
Oh, really?
That's one thing. We have a couple, but we don't have, I would say 75% of our volunteers are women.
All right.
We love having male volunteers because sometimes we have dogs who are a little fearful of men, and it really helps them to get used to the presence of a male walking them and working with them. So guys, if you've been thinking about it, come on out to Catkins. We would love for you to volunteer too.
Yeah, and if you want to support Catkins monetarily, that's always a great way to do it. I know people always donate stuff and cat food, dog food, which is great and fine, but monetary is always a great way, because I'm sure you Catkins probably has pathways to maybe get food a little bit cheaper, kind of like a food pantry. So it's always a good way to donate, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we have so many vetting needs and just operational costs, and just to keep our doors open, every cent truly does help. And I did also want to mention, we do have our pet food pantry, our Price County Pet Food Pantry, up and running, and that's available for all Price County residents. If you're having a tough month financially and you are having a hard time feeding your animal or getting supplies, that is fully stocked with donated items, and those are available to you. So just give us a call or come on in during open hours, and we'll help you get some supplies for your animals.
All right, CatkinsAnimalRescue.org, the website. You can follow Catkins Animal Rescue on Facebook, too.
Yes.
Always pictures of the cats and dogs on there also. All right, Tanya, keep up the good work.
Thank you,
beautiful,
Joel.
Beautiful day. Dogs will be out running and chasing tennis balls and all that stuff outside
today. Oh,
yeah,
it's a great day for that.
All right, good to see you, Tanya.
Thanks, Joel.
We got news and sports, and we'll talk a little baseball with Coach Herps coming up here on 98Q.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's latest tariffs went into effect at midnight.
The president did sign this proclamation that has now doubled tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, raising them from 25 to 50%. Our European allies saying that they are ready to respond with countermeasures. And it also comes as the administration is sending a reminder to our trading partners to send their best offers by today. Only one trade deal has been announced so far.
That's ABC Senior Washington Correspondent Rachel Scott. Big box retailers like Target, Walmart, and Costco have all said their prices will be going up because of the tariffs. Elon Musk strongly criticizing the budget bill President Trump is pushing, Musk calling it an abomination because of how much it will add to the federal deficit. The Pentagon planning to take the name of gay rights icon and Navy vet Harvey Milk off of a Navy ship. Coco Gauff overcoming 10 double faults to defeat Madison Keys at the French Open. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
The Ashton County Sheriff's Office is proud to announce the first successful deployment of its newest canine member, Canine Doc. On May 28th, during only his second day working alongside his handler, Deputy Andy Seitz, Canine Doc made a significant contribution to law enforcement efforts in the community. During his first deployment, Canine Doc alerted on a vehicle operated by Joshua Prince, a 43-year-old resident of Ashland. This alert led to the discovery and seizure of 14.8 grams of methamphetamine, cash, THC, and drug paraphernalia. Following the seizure, Joshua Prince was arrested and charged with possession with intent to distribute, possession of illegally obtaining prescription drugs, possession of drug paraphernalia, and bail jumping. The sheriff's office is very proud of the new canine team's early success, and canine Doc has already proven to be a valuable asset to the department, and his keen sense and quick alert helped remove dangerous drugs from the community. The sheriff's office looks forward to many more successful operations with canine Doc and Deputy Sites working together. Sunday, June 29th at noon, over at the Tuscobia Trailhead Pavilion, you're invited to the annual Park Falls Lions Bark Park Barbecue. This will feature a $10 pork barbecue meal, a pie auction, basket raffles and fun, live music, and a chance to meet adoptable dogs. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, June 29th at noon over at the Tuscobia Trailhead Pavilion right here in Park Falls. Wisconsin Democrats are making another push for new gun violence legislation. Here's Savannah Tomey-Olson with more.
Wisconsin Democrats and advocates are proposing a package of gun safety bills. They introduced these bills Tuesday that would institute universal background checks, reinstate a 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases, and add red flag laws. All proposals that have broad bipartisan support across the country and have been introduced here in Wisconsin before. Gun violence is the number one cause of death for American children. It's been that way for years now. Lindsay Busher from Moms Demand Action Wisconsin.
To every parent, whether you're here in Madison or in Green Bay or Eau Claire or La Crosse or Superior, I hope you feel hopeful because this package is for you.
From 2014 to 2023, the gun death rate increased 34% in the U.S. Here in Wisconsin, it rose 54%. During that time, Republicans repealed Wisconsin's 48-hour waiting period to buy a handgun, which had been in place for about four decades. Senator Chris Larson.
As anyone could have predicted, and many of us did, gun violence has risen as a result of it.
Daryl Morin, head of Forward Latino.
In 2022, right here in the state of Wisconsin, we had 830 gun deaths. 277 of those were homicides. The overwhelming majority, 529, were Wisconsinites who took their own life.
Over the last five or so years, Democrats have introduced dozens of gun safety bills. But Republicans control which ones get hearings and, of course, which get passed. So the big question is, will any Republicans get on board? State Senator Deb Indraka.
Some of them say they support some of these measures. That's why we have public hearings. It's shameful that none of these have ever been called up.
We reached out to Speaker Robin Voss to ask if he had any comment on the new bills. But at the time of this recording, we haven't heard back. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
At 8:32, and we're going to talk a little Shawamigan baseball. We'll catch up with Darren Patterson next week. I gave him the week off. And Jake Herbst, our Shawamigan baseball coach, joining us. Jake, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel.
And I was going to quiz you. Darren actually wanted me to pull out a Brewer baseball card and quiz you, but I'll let you off the hook, all right?
Yeah, we'll save those for Darren. He's really good at that stuff.
He's an encyclopedia of baseball knowledge. It's
yes.
It's amazing how little info I can give him on a player, a bench player from 1984, and he's got it.
Yes.
Got it like that. I like baseball, but I'm not that good.
No, he knows a lot more about the past baseball than I do.
Well, we had the game last night. Postponed due to the weather, but hopefully back-to-back tonight, tomorrow night. Got to get things done first of all. Let's talk about the season first of all. You had mentioned to me off-air that you did get quite a few games in, but the games that you played were not really that comfortable. A lot of cold weather, right?
Right, yeah. Yep, we got 23 games in on the year. We finished the year 12-11, but yeah, I think we only had 1 week of nice weather during the year. Otherwise, it was always, you know, blustery winds or... We played a couple games where the temps were near freezing, and those are just tough to deal with and come back on. But
yeah,
you know, just happy we could get that many games in for the kids.
Yeah, and always you know, good competition within the conference. You always got Rib Lake there; that's always tough. And Prentice maybe had one of their better baseball teams in years this year, and that's always nice when that conference provides that good competition, right?
Right. Yep, for sure. And you know, the conference came down to the last 2 weeks. We were 5-1 going into, we had to face Athens and Rib Lake and split with Athens. And then, you know, Rib Lake is always tough. Their coach down there, no matter what they lose, they always rebuild. And it came down to that series. And, you know, we had them 1-0 going into the sixth inning of the first game. And they scored five and they took the conference right there from us. But, you know, we finished third and you know, it was a good year for us.
Yeah, I forgot to mention Athens and Coach Iverson. I think he back when they invented baseball? Was he back then?
Yes. He's been there forever and, you know, one of the class acts of baseball in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, great guy and always a tough Rib Lake team. They always go pretty deep in the playoffs. So let's talk about your team as we head into tournament action tonight. Yep. We're in that back-to-back now where, you know, you win, you go back-to-back. Sectionals will be on the same day. So this is where pitching can really be a big factor for teams. Yes. with the pitch limit. This is the time of the year where that's a factor, and you got some pretty good pitching.
Right, yes, for sure. We kind of got a 1-2 on the top there with Corbin Phelps and Marcus Purdy. You know, they've been going back and forth all year, throwing strikes, just being competitive for us. So that definitely helps us out a lot, having those two. And then we also have Dalton Schmidt to mix in the mix there. And then we got some younger guys with Aiden Bushman and Antonio Pezzo that have been definitely helping us out. And, you know, the key is just throwing strikes and letting your defense make plays.
Yeah, and it's not – it used to be, you know, you pitch one day, whatever innings you pitch, you couldn't pitch the next. But now it's a count.
Yep.
So it's not only your ability to pitch that day, but – throwing strikes and not, you know, walking, going deep in the counts and all that stuff because that pitch count hits and they got to leave the game, right?
Right. Yep. To a point, and it's all based off of days, too. You know, they can throw 30 pitches every day and keep going, but as soon as you get over 30, it's, you know, there's three different cutoffs at 30, 50, or 75, then you can go to 100. So you kind of got to watch that when you're playing 5-6 games a week on, hey, who's going to pitch this day and when are they going to pitch again?
Yeah. So the ideal situation on game one like tonight is to have your starter, you know, take care of business, right?
Right. Yeah, that's the plan. You know, hopefully, you know, they can go as far as they can and, you know, we can save some for tomorrow, but you know, there might not be a tomorrow, so we got to get through tonight first.
Yeah, that's always a tough part. That pitching depth only takes effect if you can win the game and get to the next game. So let's talk about that part of it because you mentioned to me also that kind of the little glitch in your team this year, you kind of have had just those small moments of giving away outs and giving away. You've been very competitive all year, but trying to keep the kids focused and not giving up that one big inning, right?
Right. Yep, that's been our key. If we could take away one inning all year in every game, we'd have a lot more wins, but it just seems to come to bite us in some of them. So if we can stay focused the whole time throughout, you know, good things are going to happen because we've competed with some really good teams out there that, you know, that are still going and have some good records. And in those games, we stayed tight. So as long as we can play our game and not have that blow-up inning, we should be pretty good tonight.
You've got some solid pitching, like we mentioned, and good experience, too. Talk a little bit about your seniors on the team because those are always the ones you lean on a little bit, right?
Right, yep. So we have five seniors. Corbin Phelps is one of the leaders of our team. He's been a four-year starter. You know, he plays infield, and he's one of our top arms. We have Dalton Schmidt, who hit almost 500 this year on the year. He's our main center fielder. You know, and if there's a ball out there, most times than not, he's going to go get
it. Just a naturally good athlete.
Out there. Yeah. We got Jeffrey Bogard. He's another outfielder. He was made two full extension layouts this year.
Oh, really?
Diving catches.
Nice.
You know, it's nice to have when you have two big outfielders out there that can do that.
Yeah.
Then we have Isaiah Bogard, who moves around all over the infield. And he's our cleanup hitter on the year. And then we have Caden Krieger, who came back this year after taking a year off. And he's behind the plate, and that's been huge to have that senior leadership back there.
Yeah, and you've got those five seniors, but you've got a good mix of underclassmen and a lot of kids coming up, too, that should keep this program strong, and they've contributed a lot this year, too, the underclassmen.
Yes, yep, we do have a whole mix of people. You know, we're even starting a freshman out there since game one this year in Kellen Kranig, so that's been huge for us. And then, you know, just all around guys moving around, shifting spots, and, you know, kind of just, it's a complete team game. You got to have nine guys going at the same time in order to win.
So what's the biggest challenge about spring baseball here in northern Wisconsin? Is it just getting the practice time? Or what would you say a couple of the biggest challenges are with the weather? And, you know, we don't get snow off the field usually till April, but this year was a little bit better.
Yeah, this year was better, but this year our toughest part was getting umpires. We probably could have had our full 26 games.
Really?
Two games we had to cancel because we couldn't find umpires, just because there's a shortage in that, you know, and it's very tough in the spring because you're starting at 4:45, so a lot of people aren't out of work. So it's tough. There's not a lot up here in our area, and guys don't want to travel 1.5-2 hours to officiate a game when they can get one a lot closer. So that part is tough.
And as soon as you reschedule a game, then that makes it tough to just find an ump for that game, right?
Right. Yep. That part is tough. And, you know, this spring hasn't been fun. We get a lot of rain. a lot of water. We got to take care of our fields. And, you know, shout out to the people that do help with our fields in Park Falls. They do a great job down there and help us get our fields ready so that that's something we don't have to worry about. And talking with these other schools, they don't have someone, and it's their assistant coaches that are stuck doing that before games.
Yeah, talk a little bit about who helps you out this year a little bit coaching-wise, too.
Yep, so I've had my dad with me for 5 years ever since I started. He's nice. Our first base coach.
Right.
Then I get Nick Grams. He's been with me for 3 years. He's been a huge help there. You know, getting younger guys that can throw BP is very tough. Mm-hmm. And then I have Todd Schmidt's been doing my book for me all year. Mike Fellows came back he's been here for, I'd say, almost 30 years. He's been around helping. And then some younger guys that have played for me in the past, like Nolan Niehoff, Tyler Pollux, they come and throw BP for us when they can, just take some stress off of us from throwing all the time.
That BP is important, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, you can do pitching machines all you want, but there's something about the release off of a real pitcher that can bring it up there. Obviously, number one, don't hurt anybody, don't hit anybody, but bring it up with a little bit of zip, too. That's right. Big, isn't it?
Yes, yep, it definitely is big. And, you know, the kids complain and wonder why I moved that L screen a little closer. I'm like, well, it makes it seem a little faster for you guys.
Yeah. Some of the coaches can only throw so hard, we're going to move it up a little bit, right?
Yep.
We won't admit it, but a little bit less zip on there. So today, 5 o'clock up in Iron, if folks are going there, it's in Iron River behind the elementary school in Iron River is where they play, right? Is that right?
It's just off US to the south a little bit, right behind their elementary.
All right, and we'll have the game for you right here. And, you know, baseball is a very unique tournament. It's always interesting to watch the brackets because you get some teams in that first game of regional or maybe the first game of a back-to-back, and you see a lot of upsets because teams might have that one strong pitcher. Or as we know, in baseball, if you can put the ball in play, every once in a while, you don't hit it hard, but they just end up the third baseline and blooping over second. And we saw Cameron last night with an interesting game. So tournament baseball, no matter how good or bad you are, it's always an adventure, isn't it?
Right, yep. I tell the kids when we go into tournament time, everybody's 0-0. You never know what can happen, and anybody can beat anybody on a given day.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Coach, good luck to you and the squad tonight. We'll send Steve Jetland up there to track you guys and follow it. Hopefully we'll have more baseball tomorrow also. So thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thank you, Joel.
Coach Jake Herbst, head coach of our Shawamigan Screaming Eagle baseball team. Tournament action this afternoon.
The Packers meet with the media. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in Green Bay, where the Packers held press conferences after another day of OTA practices. Lucas Van Ness saying it was difficult playing defensive end all last season after suffering a broken thumb in spring practice.
I wore a full cast all the way until about week 10 or 11, I'm not exactly sure, and then kind of had some lingering issues. So I wore it most of the season, which is kind of always limited to playing on just that right side of the defensive line. So I'm excited to get back and kind of have the ability to go and play on both sides again.
Baseball. The Brewers losing last night to the Reds 4-2. After the game, Pat Murphy got more bad news. Brandon Woodruff, out since September of 2023, was pitching in his final rehab stint in Nashville when the big right-hander was hit in the elbow by a comeback hit traveling 108 miles an hour.
He took a line drive off the elbow, right elbow. The x-rays are negative from what I understand, but we want to get him. We slime back and get him the CT scan and get it all checked out.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northwoods Dentistry, serving 6 locations, providing services from general and preventive to advanced services in cosmetics, implants, and more.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Winning is easy at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Things are heating up with our Bronco and Bucks giveaway. Now through June 29th, join us on Saturdays to win one of our hot seat drawings for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash during our hot seat drawings. Then on Sunday, June 29th at 7 p.m., you could win a 2025 Ford Bronco during our grand prize drawing. Just swipe your club card at any kiosk to check in for your chance to be a winner. Stop by today and start earning entries, plus 6 times entries starting June 1st for every 10 points earned. You could be the next big winner. You must be 21 or older to enter. Winning's more fun at the lake.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is pollinator month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 8:44, birthday wishes going out. Arlo Stulke is celebrating a birthday that is, let's see, on the 4th. That's today, right? So Grandma and Grandpa Arlo wishing you a very, very happy birthday today. Got a garage sale going on this weekend. There wasn't a whole lot of them last weekend. I know Phillips has their community-wide garage sale, not this weekend, but the following weekend of the 13th and 14th, and then Park Falls has theirs the weekend after that. So not a lot of garage sales, but there is one I want to mention on Divine Rapids Road, W6936 Divine Rapids Road. It's Friday, Saturday, Friday 8 to 4, and Saturday from 8 to 2. My wife and I did a little garage sailing this past weekend, only hit a couple of them, but always always nice and relaxing on a Saturday morning just to get up and drive around and look for just buying garage sales. It's always very interesting. So the Phillips one, again, the Father's Day weekend, and the Park Falls citywide garage sales will be the weekend after that of like the 21st. Well, speeding and reckless driving are some leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Now, whether you are an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the road to keep all the travelers safe. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. A message from the WIAA and the Department of Transportation as you're venturing out to various events, whether it be the state track meet or to baseball or whatever it is. Get there safely. Also want to mention quick, we have Vacation Bible School coming to Peace Lutheran Church. That is going on this weekend, and that is Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Peace Center in Park Falls. Any questions on that, you can give them a call. It's for students 4K up through 5th grade. You can give them a call at 715-769-3788, 769-3788. We're going to talk Phillips Track here in just a moment here on 98Q Country.
We are going to have a little more of that Canadian wildfire smoke out there this morning, but that should gradually clear through this afternoon, and then we will get a bit of a break from the smoke for a couple of days. Sunny this afternoon, 78 the high tonight, partly cloudy, 47 tomorrow. Sunshine with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
To the graduating class of Rib Lake from Forward Insurance in Park Falls and Phillips, they salute and congratulate you and want to remind you, don't forget the journey and hold all the memories dearly as you travel down new roads. Forward Insurance, your neighbor who will always be there when you need them most.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Northern Comfort Systems Specialists of Phillips. They handle all your HVAC products and services. They're not comfortable until you're comfortable.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family? Or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, we promised you we're going to talk Phillips Track, so let's do that. State track meet going on this weekend in La Crosse, and we have some of the athletes, Coach Soha and Coach Olson, with us from the Phillips Track meet via Zoom here this morning. So we'll talk with Coach Olson. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
Hey, how we doing down there?
We're doing pretty well. We're enjoying the sunshine now that the fog is cleared.
Yeah, exactly. And gearing up for a big weekend. You guys must be pretty excited. Pretty good representation for Phillips at the state track meet for this weekend. And you and Coach Soha must be pretty excited about this.
Yeah, we are. We are. We're really excited. It's been a fun season. We are in great spring. I mean, I think we only had two outdoor meets canceled the entire spring. That doesn't happen very often. So, but that gave the kids a lot of opportunities to run and compete and try different events and do some different things. And it was a great season all the way around from that standpoint. The girls had a good season. They were the regional champions, and they finished second at the sectional meet as a team, and the boys finished second at the regional meet. So it was a really, really, really fun and successful season.
Yeah, and that we talked with Coach Patterson yesterday. The availability of indoor facilities takes a little bit of pressure off of the outdoor. It's not the same, I know, but having those facilities available is a big bonus for our kids, isn't it?
Yep, for sure. We try to get to 3 or 4 indoor meets a year or in the early spring so that we're able to compete and get experience, just because those teams a little bit farther south than us, southern part of the state, they have those facilities a little bit closer to them, and their weather gets a little nicer earlier. So it's nice to be able to utilize those indoor facilities so that we can, get some races in.
Yeah, and it's come to the point where we even have an indoor Merriwood championship day, don't we, at one point in the season? Is that right?
Yep, that kind of closes out the indoor season. It's a fun way to finish it off. We go down to Stevens Point, and the kids get to run on a college track and experience that whole thing too.
Yeah. All right. So let's meet some of the athletes that are headed off to state. We'll start with Tana, I guess, if we want to start there. And Tanner Henderson, who is a freshman and had an excellent season, who was an alternate for one of the relays. Tana, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you are an alternate of one of the relays. Yep. And I'll be honest, you had a couple of heartbreaks. You had a couple of real close ones and individual ones. So I'm sure you're thankful that you're a freshman. You have many more opportunities, hopefully. But those had to be a little disappointing for you in a couple of those, finishing just out of the top four, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
You're okay. All right. Still good to be a part of the process and going there. Talk about your freshman year. Well, give me a couple highlights of your freshman year.
Mainly running. I have a lot of fun running.
Are you one of? Do you run all year? Will you run all summer and stay in shape? Or
I try to.
Yeah, take let the body recover a little bit.
Last year at this time I was playing softball, and then I just decided to join cross country, and then I stuck with it.
It kind of took off for you, huh? It sounds like you had a good freshman year, contributing points at the conference meet. And so where did your running career – talk about how your running career started.
I went to state cross country because my brother was running there to watch, and I saw the group, and I was like, wow, that's – a good group. I don't know. My brother told me I should go out for it, and I'm like, I can give it a shot.
All right. Well, Tana, congrats on a nice season. Look forward to talking to you in years to come as just a freshman there. So thanks for joining us. Ruby McCormick, let's pass it over to Ruby, who is a sophomore who runs the third leg in the 4x800 relay. And Ruby, you've been to state before, right?
Yes, I have.
Talk about what state was like last year. What do you remember from that, Ruby?
It was a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Were you in a good
environment? Did you run the relay last year too?
Yes, I did.
All right. So what was that like? Getting ready for the relay, getting to your spot, nervous, or how would you describe your emotions?
Very nervous.
Yeah. And you only get one shot, right?
Yeah.
All right. What's the hardest part of a relay? Is it just the running itself, or the handing of the baton, or what's the most difficult part?
The running.
Just the running, huh? It's a 4x8, right, that you're in? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Something about that 800-meter run that Phillips likes, right? You're good at it.
I guess so.
Yeah. You're really good at it. Well, you're just a sophomore, Ruby, so congrats on another trip to state. Thank you for thank you for joining us. We appreciate it very much. Let's go to Eddie. Addie Gabe, who's also a sophomore. She runs the lead leg in the 4x800. Addie, how we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. First trip to state, or were you there last year?
I was there last year.
All right. So what's it like leading off? Is that where you like to be, or would you prefer to be somewhere else in this four-person leg?
Well, it's a little scary.
Yeah.
A lot of the fast girls are the lead leg, and
yeah,
just got to try to keep up.
All right. What's a highlight of the season for you as you look back on the 2025 track season, Addie?
I don't know. Winning conference meet in the 4x8 was pretty good.
Okay. Did you think?
And I went to state. Yeah.
Yeah. Looking at your times going into sectionals, did you think your team had a pretty good shot at going to state?
I think so, but there was still a lot of pressure to get there.
Yeah, it's a different event, isn't it, Addie? Because I mean, one little twist of the baton the wrong way or something, and it can change pretty fast, right?
Yeah.
All right. Great accomplishment, Addie, for you and your team. Thank you for joining us. Sarah Knack is going to join us. She's a senior. We have quite a few athletes here to get to with Phillips, so we'll work our way through. Sarah is a senior. How are we doing, Sarah?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, you win the award for the most often mispronounced name in the history of track and field, probably, in Phillips. How many different ways do you think public address announcers at track events have said your name, Sarah?
I get Knack a lot. All right. Some get it right.
All right. All right. So it's just one A and the K is silent. Or there's a lot going on there. All right.
There's two A's.
two A's, but you pronounce it as one A. Yeah. Sarah, yeah. Knack. Okay. There you go. All right. So second leg in the 4x800, you were a member of the state champion 4x4 relay team in 2023. So what are you passing on to these other young runners as you head down to state here this weekend?
I'm helping their confidence, I would say, because I believe in all of them. And honestly, I think they can do really good. That's really it.
Well, going to state, Sarah, is hard enough, but winning a state championship is very unique. So what was that like for you as an athlete to be able to experience that?
Honestly, it was unreal. I don't know. Like, I'm still shocked, actually.
I get it. Now, you're not only in the relay, Sarah, but what other events are you in for state too?
I'm also in the mile and then the 800.
All right, 800. So how are these spaced out for you this weekend? When are you running these?
Friday's the 4x8, and then the mile and the 800's on Saturday.
On Saturday. All right. You have had quite a career. Is that state championship one the highlight, or is there something else that sticks out for you?
That's definitely a big highlight, but also I've made it to state all 4 years of high school, so that's a good one for me, with all different group of girls. It's really fun.
Yeah, and your coach told me that you're capable of running almost any event. Do you prefer long distances, or are you, is that kind of where you find your joy?
I honestly like sprinting and distance. I don't know, it's kind of fun doing all of them.
All right, talk about college, because you're going to go off and do a little track in college too, right?
I am.
All right, where are you going?
Platteville.
All right, fantastic. What a great career, Sarah. One of the best careers we've seen from a Phillips athlete in track and field. So congratulations on all your accomplishments. Enjoy your final high school hurrah this weekend, Sarah.
Thank you.
You bet. Let's get Leah in here. Leah Harper, who is a sophomore, runs a leg on the relay also, was a member of the state championship team from 2023. Are you a sophomore? Is that right, Leah?
No, I'm a junior.
You're a junior. Okay, I was going to say 2023 would have made you an eighth grader. So you also, Leah, not only in the relay, but what are your other events you qualified in?
The 800 and the 2 mile.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Sarah mentioned a little bit about that championship thing. So you were a freshman when you won a state championship. What was that? What was the emotion like for that for you?
Insane. Like, I never ever would have thought I would be there, and like that group of girls just kind of took me in, and I know I was just a freshman, didn't really know what I was doing, but they kind of coached me along and helped me achieve great things.
Yeah, what a great accomplishment. So with that said, your freshman year when you won the state championship, is that the goal this year, to get back up there again?
I mean, that would be awesome, but I just want to go there and have fun and enjoy the last time I have with Sarah on this team and the time with all the other girls on this team.
Well, you're not only winning, but you're breaking school records. I understand you broke your own record in the 800. Is that right?
Yeah, earlier this season.
All right. And this is the first year that you've extended this out to 2 miles too, right?
Yeah, I don't really know what I was thinking. I always told myself that I never wanted to do that many laps, and here I am. So
the 3,200 is 8 laps around. Is that what it is?
Yep.
8 laps around. All right. First time you did that, were you like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, definitely.
Pretty much.
You get like through the first mile and then you're like, wow, I have to do that all again. And it's just,
yeah. Well, what a fun weekend it's going to be. We're all set to go, all trained up, all ready to go. And it's your birthday today too, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you, Leah. All right. I won't sing to you. I don't want to ruin your birthday. So, Leah, enjoy the weekend. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. So, Leah Harper there. We got, let's go on to the boys here. Gavin Esterholm and James Vollendorf are two of the boys who have run at state. So let's get, I think we got Evan here first. Is that right? All right. Yeah. Evan, how are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Junior, talk a little bit about the season, Evan, for your track season. How would you describe your 2025 track season?
It's very chaotic.
Why chaotic?
Just the bus rides and like James's AirPod.
Okay.
all that kind of stuff.
All that kind of stuff. So the 4x8 relay. Talk about. Do you enjoy the relays, or what's your favorite event? I guess in track, first of all.
I like the 2 mile.
The 2 mile. Okay. All right. Talk about your team, this relay team, and kind of your expectations going into state.
I mean, it's very competitive. They got a good shot to do well.